Update 289.
VPFI!
Avoid doing it if you want to learn English. I have written here 5 great tips for you who want to master your English learning. It's gonna be 100% in English, alright? So let's jump it off to the number 1. Don't be too ashamed to speak. There is only one way to learn how to speak English, and that's simple. Open your mouth and speak English. The only way you will get better at speaking is by speaking, and speaking a lot. 2. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Another thing you shouldn't do when speaking English is to be afraid of making mistakes. Part of being a human is making mistakes, and sooner or later, you're going to have to accept the fact that you're not perfect, and you will always make mistakes. Remember, grammar is the last thing you should be worried about when speaking English. 3. Don't apologize for your level. You don't need to apologize for how much English you speak. It's okay, trust me. I've never been offended by someone's level of English, and I don't get upset when someone makes mistakes. If you talk to someone and they get offended or upset because of your English level, they are evil people who probably torture kittens in their free time. 4. Don't take it personally when people don't understand you. At some point of your English speaking journey, you are going to speak to someone who, no matter how hard you try, just can't seem to understand you. Maybe because of your accent, a word, or even expression, or whatever. Don't take it personally. 5. If you're fluent or just think you are, don't get cocky. English is not a chip in your brain yet. It's a learning process, so it's a continuous journey and you will always have something new to learn. It means that when you finally become fluent, it's not time to stop studying, but to keep studying more and more. Resumão da ópera para alunos que entenderam boa parte disso aqui, mas não tiraram 100% da ideia, tá? Eu compartilhei com vocês 5 dicas top que você deve evitar fazer se você quer aprender inglês de verdade. Você não pode ter vergonha de falar, você não pode ter medo de cometer erros, não fique se desculpando, tá bom, pelo seu nível de inglês. Não leve pro lado pessoal quando alguma pessoa não entendeu o que você está tentando falar. E se você já estiver no caminho da fluência, em um ponto no qual você acredita que você já está começando a ficar bom, não fique convencido, beleza? Não seja aquele tipo de boring student, alright?